Finally today, a tribute to Citizen Kafka. That's how Richard Schulberg was known to the fans of his New York radio show, a comic enterprise that helped launch the career of John Goodman, among others. Schulberg was also a musician, and by all accounts, an unrepentant comedic force in the lives of just about anyone who knew him. He died last weekend at the age of 61 after a series of illnesses. John Kalish has this appreciation.
One of Richard Schulberg's employers once described his resume as one of the most entertaining documents he'd ever read. Schulberg worked as a miner, a projectionist, a teacher, and a professional musician.
I was the only union theremin player in New York for years. Yeah, that sound.
Schulberg was also a fiddler in the Wretched Refuse String Band. Its alumni include such standouts as Tony Trischka and Andy Statman. But Schulberg will likely be remembered by most people for his work in a different medium.
It's the Citizen Kafka Show. It's time to have fun today.
I'm Scary Duty.
The Citizen Kafka Show went on the air in 1980 on non-commercial WBAI-FM in New York. The highly produced multi-track routines featured original music and improvised zaniness that ranged from sophomoric to brilliant. Kenny Kosek, a fiddler who played with Schulberg in Wretched Refuse, was part of the deliberately politically incorrect trio that inspired protests to the FCC and a fiercely loyal following.
When we did the Citizen Kafka Show, we'd laugh until we had cramps and we'd be on the floor weeping.
Kosek and Schulberg were joined in early 1981 by a then-unknown actor named John Goodman, who still remembers Schulberg fondly.
I can't think of him without laughing or smiling. He was always beaming at people. Just great manic energy. It just reminds me of, you know, when he'd break into spontaneous dance or song, always at the top of his lungs.
Goodman continued to contribute to the show even after moving to Hollywood and becoming a star. John Goodman's voice introduced Schulberg's other radio series, which debuted in 1992.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Secret Museum of the Air, a weekly broadcast of the world's music. Historic landmarks from the dawn of recording through the golden age of the gramophone.
The show was co-hosted by Schulberg and Pat Conte, both of them avid collectors of 78s. Ed Haber is a recording engineer and close friend of Schulberg's.
What he was doing with the Secret Museum to present these rare old 78s, this music that people have forgotten or never knew about, I thought that was a real important contribution to the world.
Many people might say Schulberg's most important contribution was himself. A short, bespectacled man with a shaved head, his antics were the grist for countless stories. One of the most famous involves the time that members of the Wretched Refuse String Band were hired to play in a Broadway show directed by John Houseman. Schulberg was fired after he played Donkey Serenade on his fiddle as Houseman took the stage at a public event. Schulberg remembered the incident in a 2000 NPR interview.
I regret not having the money, but I don't regret doing it. I did a lot of funny things and got in trouble for them. And when I get together with people all the time, they come up with stories and anecdotes of crazy, crazy things that I have done.
Richard Schulberg's friends will be online and on the radio in the coming months, telling stories about the man his wife Annie calls this wonderful, generous, exasperating, and entertaining individual. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.
Our parting words tonight come in song form, courtesy of Citizen Kafka.
Those wheels of karma go round and round. Sometimes you're a friend, sometimes you're down. Those wheels of karma can make you dance. If you're not good here, you'll come back and...
I don't know about you, I'm coming back as a bird of paradise. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden.